Thursday night, Hey ER, birthday of Avram Aaron Milinowitz. And we're learning Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. And we're learning about Heter Iska for a loan. As we know, people forgot that you're supposed to loan money for free. I mean, some people still loan money for free, and it's a wonderful chesed, and it's a tremendous chesed. But what's become ingrained in Klal Yisrael is to make a Heter Iska. And we're learning about Iska. Before we get to Heter Iska, we have to learn about Iska. So Iska is a business arrangement. It was a standard business arrangement at the time of the Gemara, that there was an investing partner and a managing partner, and they shared in the profits and in the losses. And the Gemara says, and there's a question of exactly how to interpret the Gemara. We're not going to go into it now, obviously. We didn't even go into it in previous nights. The Gemara says the pshat in the sharing in the profits and the sharing in the losses is a result of half the money being mine and half the money being yours. So, and you have to give me back the half that's yours, because that's like a loan. So it's like I put my money by you as a picadon. If I gave you $1,000 and you work in the store, so 500 is mine and 500 is yours, I lent you the money. And therefore, when we figure out the profits and the losses, but you have to give me back my 500 first, because you borrowed it from me. So, okay. So let's say there's a $200 profit, let's say. So you get 200. Well, no, so you get, let's say, and we can get rid of the principal now. So I get back 1,100, and you get 100. And we each made a profit of 100. If there's a loss, so let's say there's a 200 loss, so I get back 700. No, I'm sorry, what did I say, a loss of what?
200.
A loss of 200, so I get back 900. Why do I get back 900? You have to pay me back 500 because that was a loan, and then I get back my money, 400, and I take a $100 loss. And you lost $100 because you took it out of your pocket and you gave it to me. It was really, there were $800 left, right? But we each have to share in the loss. A kaponim, iska is they share in the profits, they share in the loss. And the way it's structured is because the money I gave you, half of it's considered a loan. This creates a problem that the Gemara says that you're working for free. Why should you work for free? It's a question of ribbis. You're doing the work because I lent you the money. Like, that's why you're working for me. That's why you're working for my half. Why should you work for my half? So why should the Nechlam, you have to pay him? You can give him a token payment, even of a dollar, but you have to pay him for the work he's doing in your half, otherwise it's a ribbis issue. So we're not talking about Heter Iska.
No, I'm saying that half of it's a mil, but half of it's a...
That's your standard Heter Iska will create that situation. That's a very good question. I can't answer it with no simple answer because, we're not really delving into it. Charonim delved into, to what degree is it a real milveh? Would Shemitah wipe it out? So that's probably, it's a good question. It's probably dependent on that discussion. If you want to delve into that discussion, I see the Bris Yehuda, which is a B'loi Sefer Nechus Ribbis, has huge footnotes and tons of Mar Makaimus on this issue. Now, again, the standard Iska arrangement would be that if there would be a profit, I don't know what's going on. I don't examine the books, I don't know the books. You come to me and you say there was a 5% profit. So you would have to swear that there wasn't a 6% profit. It's koshkin if you said there was a loss, right? And if you said there was a loss, so again, you have to swear, so that I believe. It says the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, you're allowed to make an arrangement as long as you speak it out beforehand, because before you enter a partnership, you can say whatever you want. You can say every other Tuesday, you have to take out an encyclopedia Talmudis and read the whole volume every Tuesday morning at 8:30. And that's it. That's part of the, do whatever you want. and as part of the shutzfis. Anyway, so here, part of the shutz, he could say, you know what, we speak out, and this was commonly done. If there's a loss, I don't believe you that there was a loss. If you come to me telling there was a loss, you're not believed, only if you bring two kosher witnesses. I'm not going to accept the shvua even. You have to bring two kosher witnesses that, how do they do it? They examine the books, I guess. They're both forensic, you know, they both know accounting. So I guess that would be two kosher witnesses. So to say there's a loss, you need two kosher witnesses. And whenever you say there's a profit, you have to make a shvua that there wasn't more profit. Okay, so that's Iskar. Now, Siv Gimel we learned, Gam Yechol, Siv Gimel and Siman Samach Vav, Gam Yechol and Lahas knows, they could also stipulate, Shehabreira hu biyad ha-makabel, that the recipient of the money, the managing partner, he can make a choice. Obviously, he'll do what's best for him. Shemirtze, but they write that out before they start the business arrangement. They write it out in their contract. Shemirtze, if the recipient, the managing partner, wants to give the investing partner a fixed percentage of the profit, I will give you 5% on your return. I guarantee, I will give you 5%. They're allowed to do that. They're allowed to make such an arrangement. And I get to keep all the rest of the profit. I don't want to make a shvua, I don't want to have all this nonsense. I'm guaranteeing you a rate of return. V'derech zehi nachol, this is an okay thing to do. Ki mustama lo hamakaba lo yirtzu yishava. The recipient, the managing partner, is not going to want to take a shvua. He's not going to want to take a shvua. Wait, so he's not going to want to take a shvua, and therefore, what will he do? He'll give the investor the fixed rate of exchange, the fixed rate that they made up, regardless of the actual amount of profit or loss. And he can do that because he always has a way out. He doesn't have to do it. He has a choice. If he wants to, he can bring to aid them that there was a loss. Or if he wants to, he could swear that there wasn't more profit. He chooses, and it's written into the Shtar Bafoyin, you have a choice. You can give me a fixed 5% of my initial investment, and I'll accept that. And you can do what you want with the rest, I don't care, you lost money, you gained money, it doesn't bother me. You give me 5% a year. So that's okay. The reason it's okay is because he has a choice. It's not a loan. With a real loan, with real ribbis, he wouldn't have a choice. So he wouldn't have a choice. If he doesn't have a choice and he has to give the 5%, we're going to learn in a second, then it's ribbis. Then it looks like ribbis, because you're guaranteed a 5% return on your loan. But if it's not guaranteed because I have an option, the fact that I structured it so as to make it like so difficult and so burdensome, impossible to move, so then I'll just try to give you the 5%. So that's allowed. And that's what the Heter Iska is. The Heter Iska is changes every milva into an Iska. And that's why it says in the Shtar Heter Iska, and we're paying a dollar to the recipient, because you have to have that token payment in there. And what it does is it transforms the halva into a Heter Iska. And the wording is constructed in such a way that it says, look, you have to make a shvua if there's profits, because you have to be nishma to warrant more profits. If there's losses, you're not believed at all. But if you give me whatever percent they want to say, they can say 12% also. But if you give me 12% return, Mr. Madoff, if you give me 12% return, then I'm fine. I'll manage your property for you. You'll get your 12% return, and I'll make my money. Don't worry. But meanwhile, he's making 25%. So instead of giving away 12.5%, he gives away 12.
So every Hetter Iska, if the person wants to make even that the business went bankrupt, it gets away from him, he can do that?
Yeah, theoretically. Why doesn't it, why doesn't it happen in the real world? Because the guy will send the mafia to shoot him. That's why. Theoretically, it could. I mean, I'm sitting on a din Torah now where their claim was that the real estate market. Wait, you okay? That the real estate market collapsed, and everybody knows the real estate market collapsed, and you don't need two witnesses to say he lost money. But that the basement rejected the claim because there's plenty of people that made money. With all this talk of a collapse and this. There were guys that made money in the real estate market. They knew when to sell, they knew how to manage their building, they landed on their feet. Not everybody lost everything. So the Bezdin rejected the claim, but that's in effect what they were saying. That the Hetter Iska should be thrown out because it's like you have two Edom. Now some Hetter Iskas are scared of two Edom. So they just say you have to make a shvuah of everything. But you have to be nishma on the Sefer Torah. During mincha, like in front of everybody, I don't call up the Beis Din. You have any connections in Beis Din Yerushalayim? Call up the Beis Din. Call up the Bedat, say the Haredis. Call up, not a Johnny come lately Beis Din. Call up a Beis Din that's been around for 50 years. Ask them if they know of a case where the guy actually took a shvua and negated the Hetter Iska. If you can't do it, then it's a serious shail of ribbis. Or right, the rabbanon. Okay, we'll stop here.
Okay. If somebody owes you money.